essential truths of Gaudiya Vaishnava Tattva. So this particular point we're going to discuss is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, of course, is described in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam. He is a Kshatriya king, he is a prince, a king's son, Dhruva, the son of King Uttanapad, and he was insulted by his stepmother, and he became angry, wanted to get some kind of revenge. So he went to his mother, Suniti, and said, "What can I do? My father has taken the side of his new queen named Suruchi, and he insulted me, and Suruchi and my father wouldn't let me sit on the lap. Suruchi prevented me from sitting on the lap of my father, so I became angry. So my dear mother, Suniti, what can I do? I want to get in my own kingdom, have my own throne, and show my stepmother and my father what I'm made of, who I am." So that's discussed here. Maharaj Ki Jai. He was 5 years old, but because he was a Kshatriya, he had the swabhav, he had the adhikar to have great determination. A 5-year-old kid. Even sages and rishis told him to go back home, leave the forest. It's too dangerous. He was determined and he was fearless. He was 5 years old. He was not afraid of the threat of tigers, or scorpions, or cobras, or lions, or elephants, wild boar. So these are qualities of a Kshatriya: courage in battle, fearlessness, determination. So even at the age of 5 years old, he displayed the qualities of his bloodline, of his birth, his exalted birth as a Kshatriya. The prince's son, the Yuvaraj of King Uttanapad, in the fourth canto of Bhagavatam. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. In Bhagavatam, it says that Dhruva Maharaj, he had darshan of Vishnu while he was doing austerity, and then a Viman came and took him to Vaikuntha. And the Bhagavatam says he went to Vaikuntha in his self-same body. He didn't change his body. So the implication is that the body that Dhruva Maharaj had was already a transcendental spiritual body. So the question is asked, how did the material body of Dhruva Maharaj become Chinmay, like the body manifested from Krishna's spiritual Srup Shakti? So he did not give up his material body. Like everyone else has a material body, they die and get their next body, material or spiritual. So Babaji says, this is a very special instance. Dhruva Maharaj got a spiritual body without going through the experience of giving up his material body. Usually one becomes siddha, perfect in bhajan, becomes a sadhana siddha. He gives up the material body and then is awarded a spiritual body as described in the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 6. Verse 28 and 29 in the story of Narada Muni. He was also a young boy, and he went and did bhakti sadhana, vaidhi sadhana in the forest alone. And he was a young age, young boy, 5, 10, something like that. And eventually Adarshan, he got the bhav and frame Adarshan Vishnu. And he got, when he left it, he left his panchabodhika body. And Vishnu brought him a spiritual body from Vaikuntha. This is described in 1.6.29 of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's the usual situation of a sadhana siddha. But Dhruva Maharaj is a unique and special case of the Bhagavatam. He did not go through the experience of death. This story shows that a devotee conquers over death. Of course, not every devotee dies has the experience of Dhruva Maharaj. But here he says, they went in the self-same body, spiritual body. Dhruva Maharaj ki jai, Dhruva Maharaj ki jai.